And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
All right, Consumer Quarterback Show. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on the show. We have Tyler making his debut. He's a manager of BlueGrayMortgage.com, Blue Gray Mortgage on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Hometown Heroes just re-upped some of their funding. We're going to talk about that, different loan programs. Also, tax time. It's tax time of the year. So self-employed borrowers, we're going to talk about a strategy that you want to understand when it comes to submitting, before you submit all those reports to your CPA. And, you know, what will you be looking at purchasing real estate? You want to take that into consideration prior to. Also, Jared Parker coming up, Regional Economic Consulting Group. He's a plethora of information, a wealth of knowledge around you know, the consulting business. We're going to talk with him more coming up on the show as well. I will let you know about Brio Tuscan Grill, and it's a great opportunity for you to come out and meet some of our expert contributors from the Consumer Quarterback Show and also our real estate team. So third Thursday of the month, we're having a what we call our gratitude party, and it's a business mixer, and it's a social. You should come out and join us. It's going to be third Thursday, which is February 15th, that is, 6 p.m. over at Brio Tuscan Grill. The official restaurant partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show over at 2223 North West Shore Boulevard, a.k.a. the International Mall. So you can see it right out there as well. Brio Tuscan Grill. Say hello to Chef Oscar Ramirez, and the general manager's name is Joey, and they do a great job. The food is excellent, delicious. The salmon fresca is delicious. They have a Monday through Friday happy hour menu starting at $5 for some really awesome flatbreads and other appetizers as well. Great food. Brio Tuscan Grill, the official restaurant partner in Tampa Bay, in Tampa for the Consumer Quarterback Show. And don't forget about the third Thursday. Save that date going forward. If you can't make it in February, come in March. Third Thursday of the month, come out and hang out with us and say hello to some of our expert contributors from the Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. All right, we got a hot listing here. This is one of my favorite listings I've had in a while. This one's on the beach, on the Gulf of Mexico, 18522 Gulf Boulevard, Unit F. This is in Indian Shores, three-bedroom, three-bath, almost 2,000 square feet of living area, heated living space, beachfront condo, Indian Shores. It's a townhouse, beautiful property here, updated. You have an updated kitchen with granite countertops, mosaic backsplash, and the best part is you walk out of your front unit, you walk past the pool, the heated pool, and you're right on the sugar sand beaches and dolphin-filled waters of Indian Shores. And yes, it can be rented out. It can be Airbnb'd. This property is a diamond in the rough. You got to take a look at it to see it, to believe it. It's a great opportunity right here in beautiful Tampa Bay. Also, we got a commercial listing here at 2907 North Florida Avenue. This is commercial property. Yes, we list commercial, residential, and vacant land properties. So if you're thinking about selling a property, I would say you're leaving money on the table if you're not listing with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Why? Because we're featuring our listings live on air, maximizing the exposure, 80 outlets worldwide. So here's a great listing here. It's a $3 million commercial listing at 2907 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. 12,000 square foot total square footage. You have 7,200 plus heated square footage, 3/4 acre lot on a corner lot location. By the way, you got built-in revenue from the tenant in the smaller building, about $6,500 a month coming in from that current lease. You got ample parking, corner lot location, close proximity to downtown Tampa, one of the hottest real estate markets in the entire nation, one of the best places to live, work, and play. That is Tampa Bay. You can see all of our listings at PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Check out PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Yeah, I'm raising my glass to those saving our ass overseas. All right, Tyler, welcome into the show.
Thank you for having me, Brandon.
My pleasure. And so Blue Gray Mortgage, Hometown Heroes, rates are back in, you know, a fair pricing point. I mean, I'm feeling the market starting to pick up. We put 8 properties under contract last week. What are you seeing on your end?
Likewise, it's definitely heating up. This is probably one of the busiest January we had in a long time. So
yeah,
applications definitely picking up. Pre-approvals, we're sitting a lot out right now. So it's a good sign for the market. And again, we project that the rates should be coming down, you know, so hopefully we'll be in the low sixes, high fives probably,
yeah,
in the near future. So
yeah, I love that. And then, you know, so the key, the advice there for the consumer is don't wait. Get out there, get under contract, get some properties rolling, because once those rates do have that tick-tock, that tick down, you know, you're going to see potentially a feeding frenzy again.
Yes.
Especially with these winter cold chills coming up, these winter storms, you know, all the different geopolitical stuff happening.
100%.
People are moving to the great state of Florida and in record numbers.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. I just think that right now is the opportunity where it's a slower time to go look for homes where, you know, things are still available, right? Because once that springtime hits, me and you both know it's going to be,
that's right,
it's going to be crazy. It's
yeah,
crazy,
right, so around the corner.
Yep.
Talk to me about Hometown Heroes. What does that mean, and what kind of funds are allocated there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we just got an update yesterday that they are releasing the, what happened is there was loans that were that didn't close, right, that was using Hometown Heroes. So the remaining funds are being released now for a limited time. So, again, it's very limited at this moment, but we did get some news that projection of July, in July of this year, we should have $100 million funding for Hometown Heroes, which is amazing. So
wow, $100 million. Now, didn't they loosen up the guidelines as far as what they're considering a Hometown Hero?
Yes, they sure did. So pretty much as long as you're working for a Florida company or a location in Florida, then you can qualify. You don't have to be a first responder. Or
first responder,
so,
yep.
Yeah,
paramedic.
So, yeah.
It used to be paramedic, first mm-hmm. responder, et cetera. But now it's kind of opened up to anybody that's based in the state of Florida, a company that's based in Florida?
Correct. And I think a lot of questions people have, if I'm self-employed, do I qualify for that? Yes, you do. We do have to document that you work a certain amount of hours. I think it's 35 or 36 hours a week. So as long as we document it, we can definitely qualify even a self-employed clientele for Hometown Heroes.
Wow, that's yep. awesome. Yep. And we always say support the local economy, folks, by supporting the Consumer Quarterback Show and all of our expert contributors. You know, why would you want to just walk into one of the big name banks on the corner, right? These are the guys that took the bailout money. You know, they're lobbying with the politicians. They're doing all these nefarious things. You know, the big banks, by the way, if you look it up, just pull them up. I don't have to say their names, but you can just pull them up. Every single year, they're getting hit with multi-million dollar, some are even in the billions, of just fraudulent deals. You had one of them that starts with a W a couple years back that started with that were creating fake accounts internally, creating fake accounts so they could spoof their standings and get better bonuses, etc.
Yeah.
So work with a local lender right here in Tampa Bay. We're talking about bluegraymortgage.com. Tyler here in the house, he's one of our local area expert contributors. We always say work local, shop local, spend 100%. The money local, Tyler.
Yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree with you more. So. And we know what we're doing, you know, and we're doing this every day in this area, so we know the area very well. We know what to expect and run the numbers, the correct numbers for you.
Yeah. Now, talk to me about this dynamic, because when you have, like, for example, with our show, we've got a great CPA. Mm-hmm. We talk about Dwayne Bischoff with Bischoff and Associates, great CPA. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, self-employed borrowers, they kind of shoot themselves in the foot, so to
yeah.
speak, when it comes to preparing taxes. Talk to me about that mm-hmm. paradigm that people have and how sometimes they can get mixed up there.
Yeah, first thing is I feel bad for our self-employed clientele. You know, we get the short end of the stick when it comes to the financing, a little bit more scrutiny or underwriting guidelines when it comes to self-employment income. Because, again, it fluctuates every year, right? So especially around this time where everybody's getting ready to file taxes, you know, if you're planning to buy a house, you're self-employed, it's pretty, you know, it would be a great idea to talk to a loan advisor right now. So that way you can talk to them, you know, explain to them what your situation is. Like, hey, I want to buy this purchase price. I have this much for down payment and closing costs. You know, what advice would you give me on my income? Like, what should I be doing, right?
Right.
So that way you get pre-qualified and, you know exactly where you need to be. Because I think as self-employed borrowers, we pay enough in taxes, but sometimes we would deduct too much of what we truly make. And that's what, unfortunately, the lender looks at is that net income, which can qualify you or disqualify you.
Yeah. So. It's kind of a catch-22. You think, oh, I'm going to mm-hmm. write off as much as I can. I'm not mm-hmm. going to claim as much. And then you find this beautiful home that you want to go buy.
Exactly.
And then it's like you're calling up Tyler
yep.
With Blue Gray Mortgage, and you're saying, hey, I want to buy this, you know, $500,000 home. And Tyler's running the numbers. He's like, well, you didn't quite.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you had $20,000, so it didn't work out, you know. So. But yeah, and that's what we're here for. We work with a lot of self-employed borrowers, and we have different programs that can allocate qualification, depending on your down payment. You know, so we have stated income products where they take a 12-month of business deposits and use that 50% of that as income to qualify, right? So, again, there's definitely alternatives out there. It just really depends on what is most important to you, because some people want to have the lower down payment, right? They want to do 5%, you know, 10% down. So that's something that we'll have to use your tax return. So that's why we'll look at your 2022 tax returns, for example, and give you guidance and an idea, an estimate of where you need to be at to be able to qualify for this house.
Yeah, and if you just joined us, we're talking with Tyler, BlueGrayMortgage.com. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. And if you look at the latest stats, I got the latest stats here. So if you look at, for example, Hillsborough County, we've got, this is the latest stats. Actually, it's a month, just a 1 month in arrear, but the numbers just came out. You're looking at between Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, about a 70%, 75% absorption rate, 1.3, 1.5 months supply of inventory. Wow. In any county, you know, in our primary listening audience here. Of course, we go across the state. You know, we're doing deals out of state too. But talking about the Tampa Bay market here, for example, you know, inventory is still somewhat low. Inventory is still somewhat tight. So what's your strategy there when it comes to getting the pre-approval, you know, getting in early, making sure that you're doing things appropriately? Because when that buyer goes to the real estate agent, the listing agent, in many cases, they may work with the buyer agent, they may not, but that listing agent's going to want to see certain things in place. Talk to me about that dynamic.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, during the 2021 boom, right, where it was just crazy insane, we used to run, and we still do at this moment, we run the automated underwriter software, which is the AUS findings, which means that, hey, we went to underwriting and it got approved, right? So that document is very important. So again, we most of the time we do a TBD underwriting. So we'll receive your application, get all your documents in, submit it to the underwriter to review it, and then they'll give us a conditional approval. And that's something that you can show when you're preparing the offer as a realtor.
So, yeah, exactly. It means a lot more than just pre-qual versus a pre-approval. Yeah. I mean, it's sometimes you don't really.
It's a big difference, difference. And I think that's what, you know, again, the major banks, they'll give a pre-qual because you have depository accounts and you know, they know kind of what your credit score is, whatnot, and they'll give you the pre-qual. But again, we fully get the documents, like your income documents, your asset documents, and really verify that, make sure that you're qualified.
So, yeah. That's an important part of it. You want to make sure you have, you know, those in place and you're able to look at. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the investor side. I also want to talk about veteran loans as well with Tyler and get into a little bit about the strategy too, because I think when people look at, you know, the ability to utilize 100% VA and maybe buy a duplex, triplex, quad, live in one unit, rent the other three out, you got the cash flow coming in, you're building wealth over time. 100%. We're going to talk about that here on the flip side of this quick break. Pay some bills on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Make sure you follow us online. We'd love to connect with you at Brandon Rimes 1 at CQB Show on Insta and X and all those sites out there. Of course, YouTube, real close to hitting another benchmark on YouTube. And so please subscribe to the YouTube channel and also on Rumble as well. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 727-263-3707. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next. SAT123.com/REQB. SAT for satellite, SAT123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here. Consumer Quarterback Show powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Quick shout out to our friends over at Heights Soft Wash. Say hello to Ramin Kazami. He's the owner of the company, and he does a great job with all of your pressure washing. HeightsSoftWash.com. Let him know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. Take him up on those special offers and incentives just by mentioning that you're a fan of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Big shout out to Ramin and his team over at Heights Soft Wash. They do a great job cleaning our real estate, commercial, residential properties, and make sure you let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. HeightsSoftWash.com. All right, we're back here in studio. Before we go back to our conversation around mortgage investor loans, veterans loans as well, veterans programs, I want to let you know about a couple of our hot listings here in beautiful Tampa Bay. 6441 4th Palm Point, St. Pete Beach. This is a waterfront beauty, another beautiful waterfront listing from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. This property is 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2280 square feet, stunning views of Boca Ciega Bay. And I love the view here, coming looking straight out the living room. It almost has that infinity style look where you're looking at the pool and the waterway, and then you got your boat dock there. Beautiful property, Boca Ciega Bay, St. Pete Beach, a great place to live, work, and play, and live that Florida lifestyle to the fullest. Bring your boat, bring your jet skis, your golf carts, and enjoy that Florida lifestyle at 6441 4th Palm Point, St. Pete Beach, Florida. Another one of our beautiful real estate listings here in Tampa Bay. Also, let's take a look at River Road in Newport Richey. We just did a price improvement over at 5930 River Road, Newport Richey. Now, this one's currently also owner-occupied, but it's also utilized as a Airbnb, VRBO, short-term rental. 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. You have 1964 square foot heated, over a half acre lot on the river. You're on the Cody River here with 84 feet of frontage on the Cody River. 5930 River Road, Newport Richey, Florida. Formal dining room with a chandelier, stained glass windows, picture, large picture window. You also have a Florida room, covered lanai. You have metal roof, stone construction, cypress wood shingles. Just a beautiful property here. Too many upgrades to list on the Consumer Quarterback Show, but you can see all of our listings at PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Make sure you stop by and check out PlatinumCoastalElite.com. This is God's country. All right, Tyler, let's talk about this. Let's go back to the investor loan side, because investors have a great opportunity in this market. I mean, let's face it. You look at putting your money somewhere, and you start thinking about, okay, the stock market. We've seen all the shenanigans over the years, all the different pump and dump schemes, all those different things. Mm-hmm. You come back to real estate. You have an insurable asset, something you can live in. It's a property. It's going to appreciate over time, of course, and you can buy it on some pretty awesome low down payment options now.
100%. This past year, they just rolled out with conventional financing at 5% down, up to 4 units.
Wow.
And as long as you occupy one of the units, either a duplex, quadplex, triplex, you can definitely make it happen. And we can use that future rental income for those other units to qualify you.
Wow, I love that. So in essence, you let's say also a veteran could do this too, right? A
100%.
Veteran can say, look, I'm going to put you 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do 100% financing. I'm going to buy a quad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy 4-unit property. I'm going to live in one side, mm-hmm. and I'm going to rent out all three. Now, yeah, it may not be the best thing living next to your tenants. You know? But sometimes, you know, hey, look, mm-hmm. you do that for a year or two, you do it again.
Exactly.
You do it again.
Exactly.
Now you got 10, 12 units at the end of 5 years, right?
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. We just did one for a veteran last year, and she ended up buying a fourplex and 100% financing, and had a great realtor that negotiated it down the price, and it was a great deal for her. So.
I'm glad you said that, because mm-hmm. negotiation is our strong suit. I'm a certified negotiation expert, and in this market, in this type mm-hmm. of market, we're seeing some awesome deals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got sellers coming to the table saying, hey, look, yeah, I get it. I've been on the market a little while. Mm-hmm. Let's make a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
They're saying, let's get the deal done.
And there's so many different ways at this point with using seller credit, right? When you're getting seller credit, you can use it to pay your closing costs or even get a rate buy down, right? So there's different strategies depending on what your needs are. So, but yeah, 100%, couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, so what Tyler's referring to there is that when you negotiate a deal, there's so many things you can negotiate. It's not just price. It's terms. It's closing date. It's post-occupancy agreements. It's credits. So an example, he's saying that the seller could give concessions to the closing. So then you take that, those concession dollars, use those for almost anything. I mean, there's certain criteria depending on the loan type, right? You can't use certain things for certain. But, you know, the idea there, Tyler, is get creative.
100%.
Yeah. Get creative and do a deal that's going to make sense. So if you have a situation where the sellers, you know, in a position where they, you know, I want to say need to sell, but you do have some sellers that need to sell. They have to sell. Job transfers, school transfers. Maybe they're behind on payments. Maybe they lost a job. I mean, there's all these different scenarios where people have to sell. Death, divorce, bankruptcies. You have a lot of scenarios there. But you can negotiate a heck of a deal these days in this market. So, folks, if you want to get a pre-approval, you want to get more information about these investor loans, or you want to talk to a great realtor team, mortgage team, reach out 727-263-3707. Just call or text the hotline. It's 727-263-3707. You can call or text that line. It's an off-air number. Sometimes I get people calling me saying, I'm not on the air now, am I? I say, no, you're not on the air. We're just going to talk some fun, friendly real estate here and see if we can help you out and get you onto a great path for you know, investment or retirement for your family, your future. 100%. And so if you just joined us, we're talking with Tyler. He's the manager over at BlueGrayMortgage.com, Blue Gray Mortgage Company here locally in Tampa Bay. Talk to me a little bit about your team. You got a great team over there, I hear.
Yeah, we do. We have 15 loan officers on our team, definitely bilingual. We have Spanish-speaking loan officers, Chinese, even Greek, you know, Greece. You know, we have a Greek loan officer as well. She speaks fluent, right? So,
That's awesome.
Very diverse. You know, again, we have offices in St. Pete, Tampa, and also we just opened a branch out in Clearwater, so we're definitely in the area. So.
Nice. That's awesome, man. Three office locations, convenient for the customer to meet.
100%.
Speaking multiple languages. I mean, that's very helpful. Every now and then I get a Spanish, you know, response, and I get a little bit of a, you know, I can say, un poquito español, amigo. I can get kind of close
there
to
go.
There, and then
there
La
you
Casa,
go.
And then, you know, so I need to talk, maybe get in touch with your Spanish loan officer, see if they can help me through some of those situations.
100%.
But, what do you have in terms of... anything that you wanted to touch on? What about USDA? Are those? Are you still doing those types of loans? You seeing those?
Yeah, we're seeing it make a comeback, especially now that Hometown Heroes is just now coming back. But you know, prior to that, it ran out of funds, so we're looking at different options. And clients were willing to be open to use the USDA, you know, which is a more rural area, like somewhere in Pasco or whatnot. So I think purchase price wise, I'm sure you would agree. You know, some of the first time home buyers, they have to go a little bit further out of the city, to be able to obtain a house, right, that they want to live in. So, which could be beneficial using the USDA, where again, you don't have to put zero down payment, right, 100% financing. So,
yeah, exactly. You talk about Zephyr Hills and some of those areas up north. You're able to get an acre of land. You might you buy a manufactured home, and you got you're bringing your RVs, your golf cars.
100%.
The kids love it. They're riding dirt bikes out in the woods.
Right.
You know, so you have that Tampa Bay lifestyle. Could be, you know, you could be looking at beaches on one hand. You go up to the little bit more of the rural area in Pasco and Hernando, and you know, so there's so many things you can do here in Tampa Bay. It truly is the best place in the nation to live, work, and play.
Yeah,
I really think I think that wholly. Let's take the last 45 seconds. How do you want people to connect with you? You want them to connect on social? You want them emailing you, calling you? How do you want to connect?
Yeah, you can follow me on social. It's Tyler Nguyen, which is N as in Nancy, G-U-Y-E-N. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, of course, BlueGrayMortgage.com. But my phone number is 813-767-5020.
So. Say that number one more time.
813-767-5020.
All right, they can connect directly, and also BlueGrayMortgage.com. Reach out there, and also ConsumerQB.com as well. You can see all of our expert contributors on our website, ConsumerQB.com. You could submit an email form there, too. We've gotten a great response the last couple of weeks as well with some of the content at ConsumerQB.com. And you can see all of our expert contributors, doctors, boating and yachting experts, jet pilots, self-defense experts, auto dealerships, water experts, criminal defense attorneys, so much more on the website. Tyler, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Brandon.
My pleasure. All right, taking a quick break. We're coming back with Jared Parker, Regional Economic Consulting, and we got a great conversation coming up here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Follow us online. We'd love to connect at Brandon Rhymes 1 at CQB Show on Insta, as well as X, and please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Brandon Rhymes Realty. We'll be right back.
This is Warwick Dunn, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show, hosted by my man, Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 727-263-3707. Online at consumerqb.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at consumerqb.com.
All right, Brandon Rimes, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We've got Jared Parker in the house. And we got a lot of great information for you coming up on Economic Outlook. He just came back from Tallahassee, so his company is Regional Economic Consulting Group. They do impact studies, vacant land, best use impact studies. So we're going to get a lot of information from Jared Parker here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Before we do, we always like to feature our real estate listings. And I want to ask you a question, too. If what would you do if the power went out in your home? Let's say it's 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, power goes out and you pull up your cell phone and oops, no cell phone. What would you do in that situation? Well, I would say, remember this, go to satellite phone store, sat123.com. Check out sat123.com/REQB. And I say this because we are in a, and I got air quotes here. You can't see me on the show, but I got air quotes in an election year here, guys. So what if the power went out and what if you had no cell phone? sat123.com/REQB. At least you're going to be able to talk to your friends. You're going to be able to talk to people that are in the know about what's happening, what happened, what's going on. Maybe it's nothing nefarious. Maybe it's some kind of a natural occurrence of a sunburst or something along those lines. But what if it wasn't? What if there's things happening that you need to know about? sat123.com/REQB. Get your satellite phone today. All right, a couple of hot listings here from the Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We've got a property at 530 Heaton Forest Road, Cashiers, North Carolina. Now, this one is actually what we call a co-listing in a sense, but it's listed by the Bill DeVore Real Estate Team up in Cashiers, North Carolina. This is a gorgeous property, 11 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, 10,000 plus square feet, 530 Heaton Forest Road, Cashiers, North Carolina. Now, and you may say, Brandon, well, why are you telling us about a property in North Carolina? Well, because we have a nationwide network, Keller Williams Realty. We work with all of the best. We are the number one real estate company in the world. So we work with Bill DeVore and his team, KW Professionals, Keller Williams Luxury Division up in the Carolinas. And this is a gorgeous mansion. You actually have two different homes on the site, over 20 acres of land, luxurious oasis in High Hampton. This one is the main residence. Boasts seven spacious bedrooms, seven lavish bathrooms, complemented by a separate guest house featuring four bedrooms, four comfortable bedrooms, and three stylish bathrooms. The property offers unparalleled privacy and serenity. Indulge in the epitome of luxury living with exquisite finishes and impeccable craftsmanship throughout. Beautiful property, mansion listed, Bill DeVore Real Estate Team, 530 Heaton Forest Road, Cashiers, North Carolina. And you can see all of our local listings at PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Check out PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Hey, I'm racing my class to go saving our ass overseas. All right, Jared Parker in the house. And Jared, that area up there is like a really high level, I mean, in terms of golfing too. I mean, the golf community at High Hampton, you got like Michael Jordan going there all the time, Phil Mickelson and some of the bigger names, right?
Oh, yeah, you have Andy Roddick. I think has a house, or at least used to have a house up there.
Yeah.
I know Nicole Kidman goes there too.
Okay.
Time to time.
Yeah.
And Keith Urban. I mean, it's a really elite area.
Cashiers, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
What's that close to? Trying to remember the closest. Was that?
Asheville's about an hour and a half away.
That's okay. That's where we flew in one day. We went up there.
Yeah. Asheville's cool. Nearby. North Georgia is maybe 45 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Down the road. So.
What an awesome area.
It's really well located.
I'd love to go hunting up in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
That'd be awesome, man. All right, Jared Parker, you just came back from Tallahassee. What kind of takeaways did you have? What'd you see and hear up there?
Oh, well, session kicked off about 2-3 weeks ago. So we start before every year, you know, we do a 60-day session. So that started January 9th. I went up there for the last 2 weeks working on just a couple little policy items. You know, we do a lot of work with Florida Transportation Builders. We do a lot of work with Florida Tax Watch. And, you know, that the theme this year is kind of pulling back on spending, which is nice to see. And trying to, you know, give a little bit of money back through tax cuts and, you know, cool the budget down. Not go crazy, not over-bond it, over-leverage it, and drive us into a situation that you see in New York or California.
Absolutely. And I think that's why we are number one in in migration. Mm-hmm. We're number one in the nation. California, by the way, dead last. They got out migration, you know, some crazy numbers. Talk to me through something you just mentioned. What did you mean when you're talking about the bond situation? Talk to me about that.
So they'll do, every state does it differently, but you're supposed to run a balanced budget. Now, if you have less revenue than you have spending, you have to bond it. You have to borrow. And, you know, states like California will have, I won't call it unrestricted bonding, but the standards to bond is very loose.
Right.
And then we have other states like Florida, for example, where bonds are tied to specific trust funds. So you do the lottery. The money that you pay for a lotto ticket goes into the education trust fund, and then they bond it. They'll bond part of that against it to fund schools.
Wow.
Same thing. Another thing is you pay taxes on utility bill. That goes into what's called a public education capital outlay fund. Eventually it gets there. And then that fund is bonded to build buildings on university campuses.
Wow.
So we're pretty good. We have a AAA credit rating. So
state of Florida.
Yeah. Fiscally, the state is very sound.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think so, man. It's just, and it's amazing, you know, the leadership of Governor DeSantis. You know, the differences when you compare and contrast. I don't know if you saw that Fox with Sean Hannity and comparing and contrasting DeSantis versus Newsom. It was like night and day, man. It was unbelievable, and just you can't help but feel sorry for the guy because he's sitting there lying through his teeth on some of these things. They put the stat up there, and it's like, wait, that's not what the stat says. You're saying the complete opposite of what the stat's saying on the screen.
Yeah, yeah, they'll try to twist it in such a way that it makes it sound better than maybe what reality really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida's out of all the states, especially like you were saying, we are the number one in migration coming into the state. I mean, we get about 800 to 1,000 people moving here every single day.
Wow.
So you figure 2.5 people as a household, that means you need about 200 to 300 new homes built
right.
just to sustain that population. You need the roads, you need retail, you need commercial.
Yeah.
And if you don't manage well and that gets out of hand, then you have too many people and you have a serious problem on your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like back in the day, I remember like 06, oh, actually would have been 04, 05. You know, you had certain paramedics, first responders couldn't afford to live. And for example, I think one of the worst in the state was the Sarasota area, Bradenton, Sarasota, got way out of hand. The appreciation happened so fast and there was less replenishment of the housing. Like you mentioned, does that stick out to you as one of the worst in the state back in that time?
It's still a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, they have counties and states have what are called a Sadowski Trust Fund, which is like affordable housing. It helps with down payments on homes for low income. And really low income in a state like Florida, when the money is increasing so rapidly, is not low income for most other states. I mean, I want to sit there. I don't remember the numbers completely off the top of my head, but
yeah.
I know you can still be in the range of $35,000, $40,000 a year and qualify for some of these benefits.
Right.
But a big reason why they have to offer that is because they need the affordable housing, because you know not everybody's going to make $200,000, $300,000 a year.
Right.
And there's still jobs for those people that are making less to do.
Exactly.
The Keys is a really good example of this, of where the property values are, you know, $800,000, $900,000.
Right.
And who can afford that if you're working in a restaurant?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Jared Parker here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. Now, Jared and his partners run a company called Regional Economic Consulting Group, and you do impact studies, economic outlooks. Talk to me in terms of the impact studies that you're looking at doing right now or maybe in the near future.
We do normally when we do an impact study. So it takes an idea, says how much am I going to spend in this area, and then what does that mean to the economy of the area. So what we'll do is we'll figure out exactly how the spending is going to flow over time, because if you're doing a large construction project, it might take, you know, 15 to 19 months to complete. So we'll figure out
how that construction is going to impact the economy. And then once that construction is built, we're going to figure out how the new business that's going to run out of that project, how much money they're going to make, how much they're going to spend every year. And then we'll also try to figure out if, let's say, you're condos or you're a hotel and you're bringing in tourists or you're bringing in new residents, what's their spending going to look like in the economy? And what will the study ultimately wraps those facets together and produces things like how many jobs this is going to lead to, how much new paychecks, how much new money is going to be spent locally. And really what's important for local governments is tax revenue, how much property tax, impact fees, and any other kind of permitting that might go along with the project.
Right.
They'll use that, and it'll help them plan. And then also developers can use it and talk with the city to sit there and say, hey, we're bringing all this new spending to you. Is there a possibility for an abatement?
Mm.
You know, can I get some kind of tax break to help encourage development in your city versus me going over here where they're also offering similar benefits?
Right. Yeah, and I think it's going to vary between asset type, property type, right, in terms of what you're doing. I got a deal under contract right now. It's kind of frustrating because it's a $3 million deal, and I won't say which municipality is doing this, but they're coming back and they're saying, well, we kind of like this deal. We'll conditionally approve this deal. It's 20-plus acres, $3 million purchase, and it's a situation where the builder developer is going to put in warehouse. Mm-hmm. So he's going to build just, you know, kind of red iron buildings. And they come back and they initially says, well, we're going to conditionally approve this, but we need you to redo the bridge, refurbish the bridge. We need you to add some turning lanes, refurbish the road. And there's a couple other small requirements. No big deal. It's just an extra $3 million that's going to cost, right? Yeah. So then now the challenge is whether they're going to say that or complete replacement of the bridge, which would totally kill the deal.
Right. And I think, too, in a situation like that, if you can tie actual analysis to it and sit there and say, well, look, these are the benefits if this property's here. This is what's not going to happen if this property's not here. And, you know, that can sometimes, not always, because it is ultimately up to the council and commissions and, you know, whoever's overseeing it. But sometimes that kind of information in front of them can make them think twice and say, all right, maybe we can work with you in a way to, you know, help alleviate our concerns and still bring in the project.
Yeah.
Because the community needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. We need that. You need the development. And, you know, you just wonder if the counties in a certain sense are like, well, you know, there's it's so in demand that they're. You know, it's a strategic advantage for them, in other words.
Yes. Yeah, and that happens.
Right.
Yeah. That can definitely happen. And I just think a lot of the times, if you just put the facts in front of them,
right,
it's hard to argue against it. Even if they have an ulterior motive, you're still sitting there saying, well, if this project creates 300 jobs.
Right.
Why, if that gets out in the public.
Right.
How is that a good day for me to stop?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a you know, a chance to, you know, put some facts in the play and be a good negotiator and bring that to the table. We're talking with Jared Parker here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Regional Economic Consulting Group. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. And, you know, similar when you look at condos, I want to talk about condos because that's a big area. And insurance is another major problem in the state of Florida right now. Insurance, people are hurting. People are, of course, you know, not only dealing with Bidenflation and everything that's happened over the last 3 years, but you also have in the state of Florida now, you know, insurance being a major challenge. Did you hear any conversations around insurance up there? And then I also sub question two would be about condos as well.
Oh, yeah. Insurance is a huge, huge issue. I know we've done, I want to say, two bills that they've tried to push. They have pushed through. One, I know, introduced new hurricane standards, storm hardening. The other one was working with the insurance companies, trying to get them. Ultimately,
incentivize them.
Yeah, incentivize them to stay here. I mean, the biggest issue with insurance is that, number one, locally in the state, we can't agree who's at fault. I know insurance companies point to trial lawyers point to insurance companies,
yep.
And roofers point to insurance companies and trial lawyers. So it's like everybody's pointing at everybody.
Yep.
I think a big issue, though, is reinsurance. And that's the companies in Bermuda and London.
Secondary market.
Lloyd's, correct. The secondary market. The guys that insure the insurers.
Right.
They don't want to insure Florida. And the challenge the state has is getting to convince the reinsurers that this is a safe state.
Yeah,
and a lot of it they point to things like global warming and hurricanes becoming more intense, and sitting there saying, "Well, look, you've got 1,000 people a day moving to your state. The insurable value of real estate in the house is exponential in the homes is exponentially increasing. If a hurricane comes in or a Cat 5 comes in and wipes out a lot of that, your premiums are too low. The insured, the premiums that the insurers are paying to the reinsurers is too low, and the reinsurers want to count for that. So they want to bump those premiums. But then when those premiums get passed on to the people on the ground that are actually getting insured, for the guys that actually own the house, it's driving insurance prices up.
Yeah.
So it's a very complex issue.
Yeah, it is very complex, and we're going to go to break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about how I believe BlackRock plays into that. Okay, because there's some more that kind of underlies there that it takes a little bit more than what we have here to say. We take a quick break. More with Jared Parker coming up on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Regional Economic Consulting. And how does BlackRock come into play? And if you don't know who BlackRock is, they're one of the largest companies on the planet, $10 trillion in assets under management. Them and two other companies own about, I think it's 78% or so of the S&P, of the entire S&P. So we'll be right back here. More on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 727-263-3707. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile. Selling commercial, vacant land, or residential properties? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. You can reach me at 727-263-3707. Call or text 727-263-3707. Online at consumerqb.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
Hey, we're back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We always help you sell faster for more money. In studio here with Jared Parker, Regional Economic Consulting, and hot listing here at 1919 West Lemon Street. This is in South Tampa. This is Hyde Park, one of the most highly desired areas in all of Tampa Bay. We got a 2-1 down here, bungalow in North Hyde Park, almost 1,400 square feet of heated spare square foot living. You have an expansive 7405 square foot lot with endless possibilities here in South Tampa, close to UT, Tampa International Airport, Ray J, and more. 1919 West Lemon Street in Tampa. And you can see all of our real estate listings at PlatinumCoastalElite.com.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down.
BlackRock here with Jared Parker, Regional Economic Consulting Group. And when we were talking about these secondary insurers, so I want to try to summarize this as quickly as I can, because this is could be a long bunny trail. But in essence, what I see happening, what I think is happening from my point of view and some of the other podcasters that I've listened to and seen, is that you have the ESG and the DEI. Basically, I lump them together with the climate cult people, right? BlackRock, Larry Fink, I believe, he's been on stage saying we're going to force behavior. Right. So he's basically, here's a corporation saying we're going to force people to do things, right? Not just a corporation, $10 trillion under asset management corporation. And they don't see eye to eye with DeSantis, to say the least. And so I think it's a punitive move by them and the control that they yield against DeSantis because of the way he stood up to Disney and the whole thing. So I think that's where that kind of plays out and that kind of goes. And we're having problems with some of these insurers coming back to the state.
Yeah, especially with the ESG stuff. I mean, the idea of ESG is to sit there and steer investment away from returns on investment.
Exactly.
Into, you know, what's a bigger impact to the community. Right. And, you know, they offer these environmental social governance scores.
Exactly.
That's to drive, again, that's to drive you away from, you know, money. And ultimately in economics, money leads the economy. It's the invisible hand.
That's capitalism. That's free capitalism. This is right. How even Disney came out and their attorney said, hey, if you're going to do this, you got to put it into the prospectus or whatever. Yeah. Basically, the attorney talk at the bottom of an investment has all these, you know, normally it's fast red on the screen, right? Blah, 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 real fast. You can't hear it. They said, you better put that in there or you're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Because you're putting these things ahead of the shareholder's return or the investor's return.
Yeah, the fiduciary responsibility.
Fiduciary. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's the word for it. All right. Jared Parker, Regional Economic Consulting. Talk to me about what is the economic outlook for the state of Florida?
It's interesting. So we started forecasting data is what we started doing. And the state actually does it for the budget when they want to know how much revenue is going to come in the door. And then once that's certified, they can then budget up to whatever that certified level is. So we as a firm said, well, you know, we all come from the state. We might as well start doing this. And my partner actually had a big hand in designing the current models that the state uses. So we developed our own. And we developed it statewide, and then we actually do forecasting for each individual county. So we can chase trends and see where, you know, housing growth is, where the new construction trends are going, how is construction shifting out of South Florida because South Florida is full into Central Florida. That's all in our data.
Wow.
Up in Tallahassee, at the State of the Taxpayer Dinner, we had, you know, Attorney General was there and State CFO Jimmy Patronis was there, as well as the Speaker of the House. We had a lot of high-profile guests. We delivered the economic outlook on the state. And ultimately what we're telling people right now is that the outlook's good, it's strong, but the bump we saw in the growth coming out of COVID is slowing because things are coming back to normal. Mm-hmm. And ideally, 2023, 24, 25, really out to 2028, it's going to be what 2020 to 2024 should have looked like if COVID never happened.
Mm.
And it's just strong, stable growth. I mean, we're still anticipating as many as 820 people moving to the state each and every day, which means you're still going to need a third of that in new constructed houses. You're still going to need the transportation infrastructure. You're still going to need the new commercial properties and economic development to keep these populations moving.
Yeah. Now, is there – I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's a rumor or not. Maybe you could verify. Is there's a separate – roadway or across the state, it's going to be some kind of Jacksonville to Orlando, Miami thing, maybe that's going to be just for truckers only.
That's a rumor.
Okay, rumor. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I've heard rumblings of it, but as far as like anything technical, being laid down in plans right now, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
And even a project like that, you're probably talking 10 to 15 years.
It's huge just undertaking.
And you're talking 10 to 15 years probably of construction, and then you're talking another 5 years plus of planning.
So, I mean, that's almost just like the big dig up in Boston that they had.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I would love for them to take some eyes off the road.
Yeah.
And it was like a zigzag through between I-4, I-10 on the north side, 95 and 75. And just trying to divert everything.
Yeah.
And they've also been trying to build turnpikes off of 75 to Coke, run up towards Tallahassee, go west, to jump onto I-10.
Yep.
But a lot of that land that they would have had to purchase in that area, it's owned by I know there's a few timber trusts.
And they're like, we're not going to sell.
They don't want to. Well, they don't want to sell. A lot of that land's also owned by the paper companies too, and so they need the land to harvest the trees to keep making paper.
So many more questions. So little time. Jared Parker, thanks for coming in. How do you want people to connect with you, man?
Just go to our site, regionaleconomicconsulting.com. That's the easiest way to connect with us. I know soon we're going to be revamping a whole lot of stuff, so I definitely would look forward to people coming visiting us there.
Check out the website, regionaleconomicconsulting.com.
Thanks.
Jared Parker, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate
it.
It was good stuff there. All right. Hey, another great show. I want to thank all of our expert contributors, our producers. We want to thank Tyler Nguyen, Blue Gray Mortgage. Want to thank Jared Parker as well. Also, yesterday's show, Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy. Another great lineup there as well. I would encourage you to check out our YouTube channel. We've got a lot of great content, over 2,500 videos or so on the website at youtube.com/Brandon Rhymes Realty. A lot of great resources there, consumerqb.com there as well. You can see all of our expert contributors. Please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. We'll see you next time. ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.